علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on some of the phrases of the 83rd sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about some of the manifestations of piety in a person's life. Previously, we discussed this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ تَقِيَّةَ مَنْ سَمِعَ فَخَشَعَ, that be pious towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a type of piety whereby a person, when he listens, he is humble and he is submissive to that reality and to the truth that has been mentioned. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, وَاقْتَرَفَ فَاعْتَرَفَ, that another manifestation of one who is pious is that he, when he commits a mistake or he falls into a trap of mistakes, he confesses. وَاقْتَرَفَ فَاعْتَرَفَ, when he makes a mistake, he confesses. This is one of the other qualities of one who is pious.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when you talk about a pious person, we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam says one of the manifestations of piety, which is a laudable manifestation, is that when a pious person makes a mistake, he confesses. وَاعْتَرَفَ فَاعْتَرَفَ وَاقْتَرَفَ فَاعْتَرَفَ. Now, see, for a manager and a leader, it's very important that he reduces the amount of mistakes he does. Because, see, Imam alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and other a'imma alayhi salam have said that it is not the best of things, I'm paraphrasing, it's not the best of things for a person to continuously make mistakes and ask forgiveness for those mistakes that he continuously repeats to kind of excuse himself. Not with regards to the sins we do towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking about the day-to-day activities that we do, where we continuously make some errors and we continuously apologize. It's not the best of things to do. Like a person has the habit of forgetting his key, alright? Wherever he goes, he forgets his key. He wants to go to his house, he forgets to bring the key. He comes out of his house, he leaves the key inside and he goes back, and then he has to disturb other people to get the key. And all of these things, this is just a simple example. So there are people like that. They're a bit forgetful, let's say. Or they have some other errors. A person should live a life where he reduces or she reduces the amount of errors they perform, so they don't have to continuously ask for forgiveness and continuously apologize for what they do. But at the same time, there are certain errors and mistakes that a manager makes after taking all the necessary precautions, after trying to reduce the amount of risks, but yet, because of a certain miscalculation or a certain, you can say, a certain mistake really that a person does because of, let's say, following his desires or his whims in a certain decision. So he makes that mistake. He gets fooled into a certain, transaction or fooled into performing a certain task. When he does that, what does he do? Does he confess to that reality? Or does he continue to be adamant and go ahead with what he thinks or what he followed as his way of tasks? What will he do? Inshallah, we shall come back and discuss about this.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the manifestations of piety is that a person, when he makes a mistake, or he performs an error, or falls into the trap of mistakes and wrong actions, that person then confesses. This is something very good. This is something excellent if a person in a managerial position has this. As I said, a manager has to also be such that he doesn't continuously make errors, because that will weaken the trust of the people towards him. He should try to reduce those factors that lead to mistakes and errors. But at the same time, if after taking all the necessary precautions, a person makes those mistakes and those errors, then they confess. And this is something very powerful, that will help the continuity of that community, that society, and that institute. And yes, sometimes confessing would mean that he might have to lose his job. He might not be the manager again, or he might be punished for what he did. So be it. So be it. Why? Because one who is pious has higher goals and aims to achieve. One who is pious realizes that God is training him. He's under the training of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants to see something from him in this situation. His worldview is beyond just simple, positions and managerial seats. He's seeing something beyond that. For him, what is important is his position in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why pious people would make the best leaders, because they will do what is right at every point in time. They will try their best to maintain those standards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from them. And that is why they can be very successful in their leadership, and they will cause that society to progress. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه